This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrettson Building Supply. State Senator Floyd Prezansky joins us. Floyd, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And it's been a busy week in Salem. What have been some of the highlights from your vantage point?
Well, it has been a busy week, and it's going to be kind of a busy, boring day. Today we have House Bill 3104 going to be third read, meaning this is the time that we will be voting on the bill. It will be on the Senate side. We will start around 10:30. The bill itself, I think, is about 75 pages in length, and because we are being required to read word for word, fortunately we have a computer instead of our human reader. About 4 hours later, after we start reading the bill, we'll be able to vote on it. This bill is very non-controversial. This is what's known as the reviser bill. This bill basically makes non-substantive and technical changes to Oregon law. So it's really editing what's in the current statute, grammar, punctuation, and stuff like that. But we're being forced to spend 4 hours of reading it into the record because of the situation we find ourselves in, where my colleagues on the minority have required us to read every bill word for word.
I'm curious, Floyd, what happens during these times? I mean, is anybody really listening to all 4 hours?
No, absolutely not. You know, and this is the thing, Kyle. I hear the messaging that is going out to many constituents for many people around the state. Oh, well, this gets us the opportunity to hear exactly and know exactly what we're voting on. The bottom line is most individuals do not sit on the floor the whole time, and especially on a day like today, we will be monitoring from our offices as it's being read. And technically, if you don't have 20 individuals on the floor and out of 30 at any time, someone could call the quorum issue to force, to have 20 people there. So this is the one part where I will say there is cooperation and bilateral support, for bipartisan support, for not calling for the quorum issue every time. So most of us will be working out of, like I said, our offices, trying to catch up on other material. I personally have some conferences that will be taking place while the bill is being read. So I will be able to still keep on my schedule to some level of meeting with constituents virtually during that period of time.
So for things that you've been working on, are you seeing some progress on some of your legislation?
Yeah, we are moving forward. We're at a stage now. Today is the day that all the bills that are going to move beyond today in a committee have to be posted for additional work beginning next week. So as you can see, if you use a funnel as an example, when we start the session at the top of the funnel, it's very wide. And as you go through the session, you narrow down into the spigot end of the funnel. And so that's where we're at now. So this will be a cut mark for many pieces of legislation that will not continue this year, meaning they will die at the end of today, midnight, if they're not posted. What that means is the next 2 weeks, we will be really focusing on getting whatever's left in our committees out. And now we're working on second chamber bills, meaning we're now in my committee, Senate Judiciary, working exclusively on House bills. And so I will have basically a two-week period to move the remainder of the House bills that I have in my possession out. Now, we have posted, as of yesterday, all of our work sessions of the House bills that are still in our possession. We have them all marked as the ones that are going forward. There are a few that we're waiting for amendments, but it is. I'm going to say, a bi-chamber process where the bill does start over when it passes the first chamber at the second chamber. But as you can imagine, they've already gone through a filter, a screening, and so the eyes that are on there may be not as sharp as for technical issues, because you're relying somewhat on what has already been done in the other committee. Now, clearly, that doesn't mean each and everything that's passed this one chamber is going to pass in the second.
And how often do, because I know if the second chamber makes changes, it's got to go back to the first chamber and get some kind of agreement to the changes, right?
That's correct. That's what's known as a concurrence. So the chair of the committee that was the first chamber chair of that committee that heard the bill, if there's changes on the second in, within the second chamber, it will go back to that individual chair. This is what we experienced with Senate Bill 554, which was the gun safety bill that dealt with, and when we passed it, exclusively public buildings. And then when it went to the House, they determined that they wanted to put in a the text of another bill, which was basically safe storage, into that bill. So when that bill was passed by the House, it came back. It came back immediately to me. And I say immediately to me, I want to clarify, that means that it doesn't go through the president's office for some type of work or assignment. In other words, it's fast-tracked exactly back to the chair of that committee in the first chamber. And I, in that case, had the authority to say, I will concur or not concur. Of course, that is then when the chamber votes. Either you vote to concur or you vote to not concur. If it's a not concurrence, then that means you have to have what's known as a conference committee if the bill is going to see the light of day in the sense of having an opportunity to be passed. You would then have basically committees that would be created by the chair, by the president of the Senate and the speaker of the House. Normally, it's the three members from each chamber, and then you basically see if you can come up with another resolution, some amendments to make both chambers happy, and then it would come out for another floor vote on each chamber.
Stepping back a bit from this session, if you kind of look at things overall, how good a job do you think the lawmakers have done this time around?
I personally feel we've done very well for the circumstances that we've been faced with. Of course, with the pandemic, the closing of the Capitol for the general public, as well as even our staff, it really put us in a different setting that none of us have ever experienced. And that is basically relying on technology, electronics, to be able to do our session and ensure that it was open to the public. I know that's a very dicey term to use because many of my colleagues are challenging that we are not open to the public. I would just submit that we are. And when you look at how many people around the state have been able to participate because they didn't have to drive 4 hours or 5 hours for 15 minutes of testimony, but could actually do it in their house or at their office, wherever they may live in Oregon, I think we've met a milestone, and I really, really will be encouraging us as the legislature to continue to have this hybrid process where individuals will be able to give testimony in the future when we do have the Capitol reopened to the public and our staff to be able to have that convenience and able to participate in the civic process from their home.
And I think that's one of those things that the pandemic kind of forced forward with the technology. I've heard other folks mention that as well, that the potential to do that is something that has gone over very well in spite of some of the other controversy regarding things. Now, as you look over your next few days, what kinds of things are ahead for you?
Well, this next week, like I said, we will be starting up and doing work sessions. And so I've gone through and gave my list to the staff for the committee. And I don't have it posted. Let me see, I might be able to pull one up and tell you. But what we did is we posted everything for the next week and a half. And that takes all of the bills. We had 37 bills left to deal with that are in my committee that are House bills. And so we will be taking those since we've had our public hearings on most of them. There's a couple that still need public hearings. Most of them are just work sessions at this point. We will be basically moving through pretty quickly those matters. And that's where the committee will have the ability to discuss any type of amendments will be considered. And then we will take votes. And in some cases, we may decide to carry a bill over to the next day to keep it live, but to make other changes. So when you're in the work session, let's just say a couple members say, hey, we think we should make this modification to the bill or to an amendment that's being suggested. We will have that flexibility. I've got the schedule set that on the second week of this 2-week period, we only have the first of 4 days blocked out or scheduled for bills that we currently need to work. So we have an extra 3 days at the conclusion. I always try to build in extra time. So when we do have something unintended or not recognized in the beginning, to be able to address that and still get the bill across the floor, if, you know, a lot of work goes in and a lot of people have a lot of investments. So we try our best to accommodate where we think it's appropriate. And then sometimes you have to just put your foot down and say, this isn't good policy, or it needs more work through the interim. And that's kind of where we're at right now.
State Senator Floyd Przanski, thanks for joining us this morning.
Kyle, thank you very much. I hope you and everyone has a wonderful day and be well.
8:42, The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.